Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Examiner continuing their investigation into sex for rent when you go and try and rent somewhere, because we have seen these ads cropping up. Well, the Examiner tells us today that daft.ie is going to stamp out sex for rent ads. So phrases like must be open-minded, must be up for having fun in the house and can negotiate are going to be added to a prohibited list in order to stamp out sex for rent ads. The Irish Examiner has been highlighting the proliferation of these ads on websites, mostly being placed by men, these adverts, and they offer reduced rent or no rent in return for sex. But obviously you can't say the word sex, so they have been using things like open-minded or up for having fun. Separately, people responding to accommodation ads on social media are getting offers in their private messages from homeowners too. Big problem for students as well, and particularly those coming from abroad. When it looks like you're applying for a normal ad for rent, then you see it's sex for rent ads there. So anyway, that's what daft.ie is going to do. They're updating their house rules, according to the Irish Examiner. Irish Independent on the front page, we've a drop of 86,000 uninsured drivers over the past 2 years. The owners of around 86,000 uninsured vehicles have been compelled to get cover with the introduction of this new system and a new database and a new system of roadside checks. This is the recent introduction of the Irish Motor Insurance Database, which allows Gardaí to identify uninsured vehicles within seconds. And this has been credited with a reduction of 86,000 private vehicles on our roads. We'll have more on that this morning on Breakfast Business and News Talk Breakfast. It does beg the question, why wasn't this done years ago if now we're seeing that it can have such an impact? But that's the main story on the front of the Indo. We'll give a big shout out to Meath as well, because Meath's Rory Kinsella is photographed on the front of the Indo celebrating with young fans after the big win over Dublin. First time in 15 years securing a place in the provincial final. Meath took a 12-point lead into half-time and hung on to claim an historic 23-point-116 victory. I'd say they're still celebrating in Meath. It's like they won the All-Ireland yesterday. Such was the success of beating Dublin. The Irish Times on the front page talks about the regeneration of Grafton Street and Dawson Street, that area of Dublin city centre. It's going to cost €6 million. It was first announced a decade ago, but it's finally going to get underway in the coming weeks. So we're going to have a revamp of South Ann Street, Duke Street, Lemon Street and the lanes which run between them. Outside our door here at News Talk, really, there's going to be Leinster granite paving, tree and flower planting, water bottle filling stations, a play area, public seating and bike stands. And Dublin City Council will also for the first time introduce automated rising bollards to stop delivery drivers from entering the zone outside authorised hours. So this is going to be a pedestrianisation, really, of or capitalising on the pedestrianisation of South Ann Street 4 years ago. And all the people who want to dine outside and drink outside in Dublin city centre. Irish Daily Mail on the front page, there's a 10% chance that Ireland's offshore energy targets for 2030 will be hit by 2032. And it's plausible there will be no new developments by the start of the next decade, the Irish Daily Mail can reveal. The Irish Sun brings us the news that a council spent €700,000 turning a park shed into tea rooms. The works at the Palmerston Park in Dartry, they were meant to cost €556,000, but actually it came in at €683,000, so just €127,000 over budget. And that's obviously after we had the bike shed at Leinster House and the security hut and all of that. So rich man, poor man is the headline on the front of the Irish Sun. Irish Daily Mirror, no justice on show. Jason Corbett's family took part in a Netflix show on his death to highlight the absence of justice in his case. And then the Irish Daily Star on the front page painting the town red. Irish Liverpool fans painted the town red yesterday as their team won an historic Premier League title with 4 games to spare, and they've chatted to some fans who say that the atmosphere in Anfield was electric. I still think Meath beating Dublin is the bigger story, but congratulations to Liverpool and their many, many, many thousands of Irish fans. Now, kneecap What's going on with them? As the Telegraph calls NICAP, the Irish Republican Rap Group, well, they've been referred to counter-terror police in the UK for a second time after being accused of telling fans to kill your local MP. The Telegraph says that the controversial trio from Belfast were already under investigation after footage emerged of one band member allegedly or appearing to shout, "Up Hamas, up Hezbollah." And now they have a second video from a concert in London in 2023, which is being investigated. Allegedly, a band member from NICAP says, "We're still under British occupation in Ireland. We still have old men in London making decisions that affect my life in Ireland. And even worse, they're effing Tories. The only good Tory is a dead Tory. Kill your local MP." And Downing Street is now condemning NICAP for it. More on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. If you're wondering about the weather, there's talk on Sky News, by the way, that across the water it'll be 29 degrees this week. We'll have our own little heat wave because the Mail tells us Ireland is going to bask in glorious sunshine. Temperatures expected to hit 21 degrees. High pressure coming over across the country. Now, if you had a bad night's sleeping, a lot of people complaining in the office already that they didn't have a great night's sleep. Well, sleeping on your left side is best for your health, according to the Star, and it also reduces your snoring. Snoozing on your back with a pillow underneath your knees is also recommended, but sleeping on your stomach is causing you health problems. So if you sleep on your left side, it's healthier for you. You'll have a better night's sleep. It's better for your spine, your joints, your nerves, and you might stop snoring as well. The Times of London tells us that the way people date is changing because the old-fashioned dinner date is back and young romantics are more likely to look for love over a plate of food than a pint. More than two-thirds of younger daters prefer a restaurant for a first date, and a survey by Tinder has found that younger people were increasingly opting for sober dates. I'm hearing a lot of people going on coffee dates. You kind of go for an hour, stroll around, and then you go rather than a big dinner or a big night out. I do know of someone recently who went to date with a guy in Dublin, and he got very, very drunk on the date. Not the one you want to go for a second date with. But anyway, the dinner date is back. Dinner and no booze, apparently the ideal date. And final story comes from The Sun, which tells us that swearing is good for you. We hear this about once a year. Swearing makes us stronger and happier. Scientists say cursing repeatedly increases hand grip and positive emotions. So they got men and women to repeatedly shout a swear word for 10 seconds and then shout a neutral word for 10 seconds. And when they swore, they had a much better grip and they were in control of their emotions and had positive emotions. So rather than apologising for swearing, do more of your F words and S words and things like that. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.